श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ओके, इन् दिस् क्लास् वी विल् स्टार्ट् वित् दि स्टेण्डिङ्ग् आसनस्, एण्ड् देन् आफ्टर् देट् move to the lying down asanas, and then from there we will come to lie on the ground for the lying down breathing practices. So we'll start with the five directions of the spine. Please come to stand straight with the feet together and roll the shoulders a little back just to loosen them up a bit. Can also roll them forward a little bit. And then one more time back. And just from a standing position, you can do a couple of pelvic tilts and tucks, dropping the hips down and then a little back. And relax fingers and come to stand comfortably straight. Feel as though the top of the head, a little bit from the back of the head, is lifting up towards the ceiling. So your chin is slightly down. And we'll begin with the Ardha Kati Chakrasana. Inhale the right arm forward and up, and take a moment to lengthen up through the right-hand side of the body. Breathe here for a moment. And then lifting the ribs a little, lean slightly to the right, to the left. Doesn't have to be too far. Try not to push your hips off to the side, but stay centered over your feet. As you lift up through the chest, breathe slowly through the nose. And then we'll inhale, rise back up. Exhale, the right arm down. Inhale the left arm forward and up. Exhale here. Lengthen up through the left-hand side of the body. Feeling the entire left-hand side from your foot up through the fingers. And then lengthen the ribs up a little and lean a little bit to the right. Keep your chest open. Stay balanced over your feet and breathe slowly. And then we'll inhale, come back up to center. Exhale the arm out to the side and down. Please inhale your arms open for Kati Chakrasana. And then exhale, bend your right hand underneath your left collarbone. Twist the body open to the left. Bring your left hip slightly forward and breathe into the palm of your right hand. One, two, and three. Inhale, come back to center, opening the arms. Bend your left hand underneath your right collarbone so the palm is flat on the upper part of the chest. Rotate open to the right, pull your right hip a little forward, and breathe. One, two, and three. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, lower the arms down. Slide your hands up to the lower back, do a little pelvic tuck. Lean your hips forward and relax your toes. Lift up through the belly, And then if comfortable, rest your head back. Breathe. One, two, three. Inhale to center. Release your hands. Interlace the fingers and push the palms down. Reach your hands forward and up. Stay here for a moment. Do a little pelvic tuck. Spread your toes. Reach up through the palms of your hands. Rise up onto the toes. Stay here and breathe. One, two, and three. Lower the heels and the arms down at the same time. Turn your palms to face back behind you. Inhale a breath. Lift your chest and exhale. Feel the belly flatten. Inhale one more time. Exhale, reach your buttocks back behind you, bending to about halfway. You don't have to come all the way halfway forward, but don't round your spine or let your students round the back here. Make sure the spine is extended straight. That's the most important part. So your ribs are lifting away from your hip bones. Two. And inhale, come back up. Take one breath. And then we'll repeat this sequence one more time. Spread the toes apart. Standing comfortably straight. And inhale the right arm forward and up. Lengthen through the right-hand side of the body. Feel your right foot on the floor. The right fingers lifting up. Left foot on the floor. Lift up a little in the left ribs. And then lean to the right. Extend up through your upper arm and breathe. One, two, and three. Inhale, rise up. Exhale the arm out to the side and down. Inhale your left arm forward and up. Exhale here. Lengthen up through the left-hand side of the body. Feel your left foot on the floor. Reach up through the right fingers. Feel the right foot on the floor. Lift up a little through the right ribs, and then lean a little bit to the side. Feel like you're lifting your left ribs up, and breathe. One, two, breathing into your left lung. Three, inhale, rise up. Exhale the arm out to the side and down. Kati Chakrasana, inhale, open the arms. Exhale here. Bend your right hand underneath your left collarbone. Twist open to the left. Pull your left hip slightly forward and breathe. One, two, three. Inhale back to center. Exhale, bend your left hand under your right collarbones. Twist open to the side. Pull your hips slightly forward and breathe. One, two, three. Inhale back to center. Open the arms. Exhale the hands down. We're going to slide the hands to the lower part of the back to a pelvic tuck. Lean your hips forward. Relax your toes, lift up. Feel like you're lifting your kidney region back, if comfortable. If you're not comfortable with your neck back, keep your chin forward towards your chest. One, this is lengthening the front of the belly. Two, and three. Come back to center. Release your hands down, interlace your fingers and push them down, little pelvic tuck. Bring your arms up over your head. Pause here for a moment. Spread your toes. Lengthen up through the palms of the hands. Do your little pelvic tilt again. Rise up onto the toes, gazing straight forward and breathe. One, pull your arms a little back. Two, and three. heels and the arms down. Turn your palms to face back behind you. Inhale, lift your chest. Keep your chest up and exhale. Pull the lower belly in. Reach your buttocks back behind you, bending halfway forward. Lift the chest a little forward, lean slightly towards your toes and breathe. One, two, and three. Inhale, rise up. Rest the hands down and breathe. Do a couple of standing asanas. Turn to the side. Spread your feet 1 meter apart. This will be the twisted Trikonasana. Your hands come on your waist as you inhale. And exhale, bend halfway forward only, reaching your buttocks back. Bring your right hand to your left leg. Slide your hand down your leg as far as it comfortably goes. Turn your chest open. Now, if students have any shoulder problems, they can keep the hand on the waist or bend the hand behind the back. If not, straighten your left arm in the air. One, two, three, four, five. The hands on the waist and inhale, come up. So for newer students, because you haven't really taught much breathing at this point, just let them be aware of the breath moving in and out from the nostrils. You don't have to worry too much about indicating the belly to move. You can have them try not to do upper chest breathing, but mainly focus on the flow of the breath in the nostrils. Inhale a breath. Exhale, bend halfway. And slide your left hand down towards your right ankle. Twist your chest open. Bring your arm up in the air. Stay here and breathe. One. Two. Three, four, five. Inhale, rise up, and exhale. Turn your left toes to the side. Bring your hands flat down on the legs. Do a little pelvic tuck. Inhale. Exhale, slide your left hand down your leg wherever it naturally stops. That's where you stop. Bring your left arm up in the air. Open the chest and breathe. One, two, three, four, five. And then we slide the hand back up the leg and bring the right hand down. Turn the feet in the opposite direction. Now we're going to slide the right hand down towards the right foot. Turn the chest open, left hip slightly forward, and the left arm comes up in the air. Either look at the floor or look towards your hand. One, two, three, four, five. Now we're going to slide the hand up the leg, and the left hand comes down. Turn the feet parallel, step your feet together. Do one more standing asana, Parashvakonasana. Step your feet wide apart, a little wider than 1 meter. And we can turn the left toes out to the side. Inhale, open the arms. Exhale, bend the knee till the thigh comes just about parallel. Lengthen forward, and then either rest your elbow on the thigh, or bring your fingertip next to your ankle. Bring your right arm in the air, lean back towards your leg. One, two, three, four, and five. Inhale, rise. Excuse me. Rise up. Excuse me, turn your feet the opposite direction. Bend the right knee, lengthen forward, either the elbow on the knee or your fingertip next to the ankle. Left arm in the air, lean back and breathe. One, two, three, four, and five. Rise up and step the feet together. You can go in the opposite direction, the hands down. Slow breath in, slow breath out. And now we'll come to sit on the floor. You can either do this by sitting down any way that you would like to comfortably, or you can cross your ankles, bring your hands forward, the palms can face up, bend the knees, reach your buttocks back, slowly come down, straighten your legs. And now we'll come back to lie in the back, bend your knees, and bring your feet flat on the floor. Let the feet be as wide as your hips or a little wider. The knees can come together. Rest your hands on the belly. Now do slow abdominal breathing for 10 breaths. Inhale, the belly rises. Exhale, the belly falls. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, the belly rises. Exhale, the navel towards the spine. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Two more breaths. Inhale, the belly rises. Exhale, the navel towards the spine. And the last one, inhale. And exhale. Rest the hands down, straighten the legs out. One or two slow breaths. Please bend the knees so the feet are flat on the floor. Rest the knees together if you like. Bring your hands on your waist. You can do a little bit of a pelvic tuck, flattening your back gently towards the floor if you like. And then bring your hands up onto your ribs with the thumbs pointing down, the inner edge of your hand on your ribs, or the hands flat on the front of the ribs. The bucket handle movement of the ribs, intercostals moving out to the side and slightly up. 10 breaths. Inhale for five. Exhale, seven. Inhale, 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 five. Exhale, seven. Notice how your back moves on the floor when you breathe near the kidneys. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Two more. Inhale, the ribs expand. Exhale, the ribs move into the center line of the body. Last one, inhale, the ribs expand. Exhale, the ribs to the center line of the body. Rest your hands down. Straighten the legs. Breathe two times slowly. Final lying down practice. Bend the knees, the feet come flat on the floor. Let the knees come together, do a little pelvic tuck. Rest one hand on your abdomen over the navel, one hand over the heart, or you can cross your hands over the sternum with your fingers near your collarbones. Inhale for five. Exhale seven, feeling the sternum coming down towards the heart. Inhale the abdomen, ribs, and sternum. Exhale the sternum, ribs, and abdomen. Inhale abdomen, sternum, and ribs. Exhale. Sternum, ribs, abdomen. Inhale, abdomen, ribs, and sternum, and feel your upper back press to the floor. Exhale, the chest comes down, so does the belly. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhaling. Exhale the sternum down. Inhale the belly, ribs, and then chest rise. Exhale, everything relaxes down. Last breath. Inhale. And exhale. Rest your hands by your sides. Straighten the legs out. Breathe 2 times. Please bend your knees so your feet come flat on the floor. Reach one arm over your head, the other hand on the belly. Roll to your side and rest here for a moment. And slowly come up to sit. Come into any comfortable cross-legged seated position. Remember to have your students sit up on a block or a pillow or a blanket if their knees are a little bit up in the air and their backs are rounded. We want the hips just about the same level as the knees in order to sit slightly forward on the sit bones and keep the spine in a relaxed, upright position. And now the hands will come on the belly. We'll do the same breathing that we did in the class over the weekend, which is to inhale and let the belly come out into your hands. And to exhale and pull your navel away from your hands without moving your hands. Inhale the belly to the hands. Don't move the hands, but exhale the belly away. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Keep the chin a little down. Back part of the top of your head lengthening. Inhale. Exhale. Do 3 on your own, only focusing on the movement of the belly. The tongue stays at the roof of the mouth. After 3, rest the hands on the knees, relax the breathing, sit quietly for a moment. bring the hands to the waist and walk your hands up to your ribs, feeling the lower ribs, the floating ribs in your hands, or resting your hands right on the fronts of the lower ribs. The bucket handle movement of the ribs now out to the side as you inhale into your hands. Exhale, gently squeeze together. Inhale, the ribs spread into your hands. Exhale, squeeze in. If your thumbs are pointing towards the back side of the body, try to breathe into your thumbs. And exhale. Fourth time, inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. You can do a little pelvic tuck here, and you might feel more expansion in the ribs as you breathe in. And out. Inhale. Exhale. Do two more on your own, paying attention to the articulation of the movement of the ribs. Rest your hands on the knees. Let the breath fall into any natural pattern for a moment. Now the final breathing pattern, one hand over the navel, one hand between the heart and the collarbones. Inhale to the belly and then let the chest rise a little. Exhale, the chest relaxes down and then the belly in. Inhale the belly, then chest. Exhale the chest and belly. And now we'll try to do this, feeling the breath naturally move the body as you inhale. And how everything relaxes down as you exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Pay attention to how the belly and the chest are responding to your breathing. Inhale. Exhale, the intercostals relax, the diaphragm rises upwards. Last one, inhale, the diaphragm flattens down. Exhale, the dome of the diaphragm rises up. Rest the hands on the knees. And feel what happens to the breathing once you release the hands. And now we will stretch your legs out front. Come to lie on your back. And we will rest for about 3 or 4 minutes. Spreading the feet a little bit apart, turning the palms to face up. You can put your hands behind your head and lift your head up, lengthen the back of the neck, and then lay the head slowly back down to the floor. And scoot the shoulder blades a little towards each other for a moment, squeezing the chest forward. And then round the scapula and rest the arms down. Turn the pinky toes out to the floor and then bring the big toes towards each other. And then shake the legs just a little and relax. Push the lower back towards the floor and release. And the lower back towards the floor and release. Slow breath in. Relax, breath out. And let's let the breathing go into any pattern it would like to. And bring your awareness to your ankle joints, feeling space in the ankles. The knee joints, feeling space in the knees. Joints of the pelvic floor, feel space in the bones of the fingers and the wrists, the elbows, space in the shoulders. Space in between the vertebra of the spinal column, all the way from the base of the spine, through the lower back, middle back, upper back, and the collarbones. Feel space in the bones of the neck, the plates of your skull, Feel the plates of the skull expanding just a little. And feel space in the bones of the face, in the jaw, eye sockets, and the nose socket, in the teeth. Let your mind melt or merge into the space you've created or that you feel within all the joints of the body. Begin to lengthen the breathing. Wiggle the fingers and toes. Rotate the wrists and the ankles. And stretch the arms and the legs. And then bend the knees. Roll to one side and rest there for a moment. Bring yourself to a seated position. Sit comfortably straight. Bring your awareness to the flow of the breath. Perhaps you feel it is very light, very thin. And feeling your awareness centered within, bring the palms together in prayer. We'll chant Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino Bhavantu 3 times. Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino Bhavantu Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino bhavantu, lokaha samastaha, sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shanti, hari om tat sat. You can rub the palms together if you'd like to, make them a little warm. And then press the warm palms over the face, soothing the facial nerves into the brain. Fingertips over the eyelids. Pull the hands about 12 ungulos away from the body. Gaze into your open palms. Feeling your pranic field extending from the body out to the limits of where your hands are. All around the body, 360 degrees. Mentally repeat the sound of Om 1 time to conclude the practice. Okay, so that concludes today's practice. If you are currently teaching, you can try teaching this practice to your students if you'd like to, or you can practice teach it if you're not teaching yet. Either speaking it out loud to yourself or trying it on friends or family members. See how it goes. There's about 20 minutes or so of movement. And then we did about half an hour of slow breathing. It's a very calming practice. And you can follow this along with the next steps where you bring your students up to this level of the lying down and seated breathing. And then after a week or so, you can add in the single nostril and alternate nostril breathing, which is what we'll add in for next week, following them along with this particular type of sequence.